The following was originally broadcast on Northumberland 89.7 FM. For more podcasts and learn more about us, go to northumberland897.ca. And thank you for downloading this podcast.
Welcome to our program, Aging, a New Reality, a show that provides insight into many of the concerns that seniors have during their journey in later years. With research indicating an increase in expected longevity, it is important to address some key issues that will both impact your life and provide you with some much-needed information on how to best support your longevity. In this segment of Aging, a New Reality, Madeline Corelli focuses on climate change and relationships and how both impact the lives of older adults. First, we explore climate change adaptation strategies with our guest, Dr. Annabella Bonata, from the INTACT Center at the University of Waterloo. In our second section, we explore the importance of relationships as a key factor in promoting a longer health span as we increase in longevity. We are exploring this topic with experts from the Community Health Centers of Northumberland. Our interviews with Jane Spencer, a nurse practitioner, Amanda McConkie, a health promoter, and Arlene Alexander, a social worker, explore our local solutions in helping us build healthy relationships.
I'm Madeline Corelli from the Community Training and Development Center, and today we are doing a series for seniors, for our older population, so that they can understand the impact of climate change on our lives, on our homes, on our children, on our food, etc. And I'm so pleased today to be able to interview Dr. Annabella Bonata from the INTACT Center for Climate Adaptation at the University of Waterloo. Annabella is an expert in this field, and the INTACT Center is doing some remarkable things to try and help us to understand what climate change really is and how we can adapt in order to successfully manage our lives as climate change becomes even more of an issue for us, not only as we get older, but as our children also age, because this is a problem that is not going to go away. It's going to become even ever present in our lives and become a much more oppressive problem. And I think we need to know as much as we can about climate change. And thank you for joining us, Dr. Annabella, Dr. Bonata. Can I call you Annabella instead of Dr. Bonata?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's such a pleasure to have somebody with your expertise help us here in Northumberland. And I'm happy to report that Annabella also has a history of living in this area, so she understands what it's like to live in Northumberland County, but also in a rural area in Northumberland County. I want to say just one thing before we start, and it's something that occurs to me every time I hear topics of climate change being addressed on TV or on radio. And it's a feeling that I think we think that someone else is going to look after us when disaster happens, that someone will step in. And when I say someone, I'm assuming it's government or agencies or police or fire, or someone will step in to rescue us. And I have a feeling that that's probably a mistake that is unlikely to happen. And so teaching ourselves some of the steps we need to take in order to ensure that we're safe and that our homes are safe and that our friends are safe is something we should be talking about a little more. Would you agree?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for having me on, Madeline. This is a great opportunity and a great topic to talk about. It's very timely. I think you're absolutely correct with what you just said. The best way to prepare ourselves for extreme weather events and extreme climate is for us to do the work. At our center, at the INTACT Center on Climate Adaptation, that's one of our main focuses. We want to give Canadians and anybody that lives in Canada the tools for they themselves to do simple actions to prepare their home, their family, their friends, their neighbors, their community for some of these events. We do have our first responders who do as much work as they can, But when we have extreme events, this type of personnel is limited. They can't necessarily respond to everybody that needs it at the time. As you know, we lose energy. Roads can get blocked. So many things can happen. So we really need to learn to depend on ourselves and our community. And even though we do expect the government to step in, and they have when very extreme events have occurred, like Hurricane Fiona out in the East Coast, it takes time. And it takes time to even see the payouts. More than a year later, communities are still rebuilding out there. Many people don't have a home still. They haven't received the fundings that they've been promised. So yes, you're absolutely right. The best line of defense is self-defense.
I'm glad you said that, because I've had that feeling, you know, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't out in left field, that actually there is a limited amount of time and resources that are available when disaster happens. And climate change appears to bring disaster. That's kind of what you're seeing. We hear the term climate change all the time. And I wonder, even though we can see that our weather patterns are unusual, and we see that things are changing and don't appear to be the same as they used to be, but I don't think everyone understands the impact that climate change can have on our everyday lives and our health and our safety. Can you talk a little bit about the term climate change and the types of changes that we will be experiencing?
Yes. Yeah, so climate change has been around since the Earth has been around. So the Earth does a great job at self-regulating temperature, self-regulating. And what has changed from around the 1800s was the Industrial Revolution, where we started to emit these greenhouse gases that you hear so much about. The main one is carbon dioxide. And the more that we emit of it, the more that stays in the atmosphere, and it stays for a very long time. And it causes kind of like this blanket effect. So usually what you would have had in the past would be the sun's rays come to Earth, and then they bounce back and they're able to exit the atmosphere. But with this layer, this very thick layer of carbon dioxide that we know we're causing, those heat rays are not able to exit. And so it ends up heating up the Earth. Scientists have known about this for a very long time, and many organizations and even private companies have known about this for a long time. But just now are people really accepting that this is actually happening, and they're seeing, as you mentioned, some of the weather patterns already changing in their own lifetime. So some of my favorite stories are just talking to farmers or the people that produce maple syrup. They tell you like there's less production this year. And we used to be able to take the sap, let's say April, and now we have to do it in May. And so local people can really see the changes in their day-to-day lives and their activities that they've been doing. So even though when we talk about climate change, it's about long-term climate. So there are many different projections about temperature increasing globally, but in your day-to-day, we're already seeing these. And one of the main things, as we've already kind of talked about a little bit, that climate change causes are these extreme events, and they're unprecedented, which means they haven't really happened before the way that they're happening. They tend to be unpredictable. And we know that because of climate change, extreme events will be more frequent and will last longer. So we've always had them. We've always had tornadoes. We've always had hurricanes. We've always had extreme heat, flooding. But they're getting worse in the way that they're happening. So before, we used to have this scale of, for example, like 100-year floods. So a flood that would happen every 100 years. That's not realistic anymore. We're seeing those 100-year floods happen every 5 years in certain areas, or we don't really know when they're going to strike. And that's one of the bigger dangers of climate change in our day-to-day lives.
You know, what's so interesting is that you were talking about maple syrup producers and that they're seeing things different, that, you know, different times of the year when they can tap and how long the tapping season lasts, etc. And I hear the same thing about bees. And we hear that, you know, bees are in jeopardy, not just from climate change, but from all the pollution, the pesticides and herbicides that are used, et cetera. And of course, without bees, we don't pollinate anything. So it becomes a much bigger issue. So tell me a little bit about the Intact Center and how that started and how you visualize the Intact Center helping us, like what processes that you will put in place there?
So that name is very clear that we focus on adapting to climate. We're housed at the University of Waterloo in the Faculty of Environment. So our work is closely linked to research, academia, and environmental style of work. But the center itself is an applied research center that was started about 7 years ago out of this need of everybody is getting on board with climate change. We understand that we need to reduce our emissions, and that's called mitigation. But nobody's really talking about adaptation. So things are happening right now. What do we do to adapt now? How can we help Canadians now? And that's how the center came about. And it's grown ever since. And we're a national focused center. So we provide advice for Canadians across the country and the perils that affect all Canadians. So again, this is the focus to just have Canadians prepare for the effects of climate change by adapting before they occur. So it's on prevention. We have, again, a lot of research on what to do after. But if we can prevent, it'll be less costly. There'll be less deaths. There'll be less suffering. So that's the idea of the Intact Center.
Is it connected in some way to the insurance industry? Because insurance industries obviously have felt a massive impact from climate change and the weather patterns and the results of those weather patterns. I know that we can see our rates go up as a result of this, but I would think that the insurance companies are really hopeful that we can mitigate some of these problems.
So our connection and where our name comes from, which is Intact Center, is from Intact Financial Corporation. It's the biggest insurer in Canada. They provided a gift to the University of Waterloo to start this center. So the head of our center, Blair Feltmate, and the CEO of Intact Financial, Charles Brindamore, came together and they said, what can we do? What can we do to get Canadians to better adapt to these extreme events? So it's a win-win situation. Canadians can be better prepared and insurance companies can hopefully see a decrease to this, to paying out some of the effects from extreme climate, like flooded basements or losing your home or a home burning. So with that being said, they provided a gift to start the center, but our work is separate from them. So they do it as it's a charity for them. But for us, we do our own research that is separate from insurance.
Yeah, but I think it's a wonderful thing that the insurance companies are sounding the alarm to the extent that we all pay insurance. If you don't pay insurance, it's a problem. But they don't want to have to pay out millions and millions and millions of dollars because of weather patterns that are becoming increasingly strange and bizarre. And that's why I want to kind of look at seniors, because I think that we can consider seniors a more vulnerable group, as are children. But if we look at the statistics, especially in Northumberland County, we have a very large aging population and a lot of single women, older single women who live alone and may not have the ability, capacity, or knowledge or interest yet as to how to support themselves and their friends and their neighbors and even reach their children. And children are far away these days, interestingly enough. My son lives, all over the world. So it means that you're dependent on yourself, and to be dependent on yourself without knowledge is not possible. So I'm really glad that the insurance companies are motivated to be adjunct to research so that they can actually work together and make change happen.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And the national risk profile for Canada has just been released, and it's really about how prepared is Canada to deal with emergencies. And they identify vulnerable groups. Definitely up there on the list are seniors and the elderly and people living alone and people in remote regions. So this, I think, applies very well to your community. Knowing that you're the most vulnerable, you need to get yourself ready for these events. And one of the things is making sure that your insurance is up to date, that you still have it. Some people that have paid off their mortgage, for example, I learned recently, don't need to have an insurance for their home. So maybe they don't know that they don't have it anymore. So just make sure you look at your papers, everything's in order. If something were to happen, the issue with extreme events is that you don't know where they will occur exactly. So even though people feel like this is not going to happen to me, you don't know until it does or until it happens to your neighbor. So be prepared. Check what kind of coverage you have. That's my suggestion.
In terms of people who live alone, and as I said, it's mostly senior women who end up living alone statistically, when they don't have the ability to look after themselves, and we know that, you know, the government is and the senior population are saying, I'd rather stay in my home than go into a facility or a seniors care facility, that can become problematic in a violent weather system. And I just wonder how you think that demographic can really modify their homes and or their ability to stay in their homes in order to deal better with climate change.
Yeah, there are many things that can be done around the home and for very little money. So some things you can do yourself, depending what kind of situation you're in and if you have the ability at the time. It depends what we're talking about. But if it's like a home flood protection, then just cleaning out your eavesdrops, for example, that's one simple thing you can do this weekend if you're safe to do so. If you do have a basement, you should consider having a sump pump and have a backwater valve that you check continuously. So some people have it, but then when the flood occurs, it might not be working. So just make sure you check it. And it's by pouring a little bit of water, it turns on, it automatically starts to pump any water out. Where you keep your valuables is important. So make sure it's raised from floor level. So it kind of depends on the home and what that looks like. And if you live in an apartment, if you live in a single family home. And we have very simple infographics on our website, which I'll be sharing with you, that people can go on there and to either do these things themselves or hire a contractor for some of the a little bit more costly upgrades, but it's not too much to get their homes prepared.
Thank you. This has been so insightful. I can't wait to talk to you again. And next time we talk, I would like to take this one step further and talk specifically about water. Water is not only important in terms of nurturing us, keeping us alive, but it can also become a danger to our lives if weather patterns change significantly. So Annabella, just before we leave this session today, I wonder if you could help us by telling people where to go to look for the information, those infographics that you referred to on the University of Waterloo's website, because I know that I have them now on my refrigerator door. So I think that it would be really valuable if you could help us by just telling us where we could go to find them.
Yes, our infographics are free to download and distribute across your community, anybody that needs them. So if you can go to intaccenter.ca, and that's intact is INTACT, and center is CENTRE.ca. Under reports and resources, you will find all of our infographics. They're easy to follow, 3 steps, print it off and give it to everyone you know.
Thank you so much. I think that would be very helpful. And I'll make sure that we remind people of that after each of our interviews. So thank you so much for your time. And I really look forward to speaking with you again very, very soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to it as well.
Interviews in this series are conducted by Madeline Corelli, technical assistance by Trevor Joyce, production by Paige Johnston. Executive producer is Barry Walker. The preceding program has been a co-production of Northumberland 89.7 FM and the Community Training and Development Centre.